second presence going to take place, and when is the conclusion of the world going to take place?
Uh-huh.
So he answered them in a twofold way. See, he answered when the conclusion of the Jewish system would take place back then in the first century.
Uh-huh.
See, and the first fulfillment came when the Roman armies destroyed Jerusalem the second time in 70 CE.
Uh-huh.
See, Jesus prophesied about that. But he also prophesied way into the future when the total end of the system of things would come. You see, because in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, he tells his disciples that there's going to come a time when tribulation and hardship and suffering is going to come upon the people of this earth, and it's going to be so great that no other time in history has that happened. Okay. So that when he said that, that was talking about the time of the end,
mm-hmm.
which is what we consider we're living in now.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is, also in that prophecy, he said that the generation that sees the beginning of all these things he said would happen in the time of the end,
mm-hmm.
will see the end come also. So he prophesied that within a period of about 70 to 80 years, or one generation of mankind,
mm-hmm.
you know, the end would start, and the end would be finished. See, and according to the
you
Bible,
one generation.
Yeah. According to the Bible's timetable, see, the Bible makes a prophecy that when Jerusalem, the city, was destroyed the first time back in 607 BCE, the Bible says seven times would pass by in which God will allow the Gentile nations to rule over the earth without interference from his rulership, and then Jesus will begin ruling as king in the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible calculates that as 2,520 years. It gives a date,
mm-hmm.
through careful study.
Oh, so
a
you
person
can
calculate that.
So you can calculate,
yeah.
all that time, the time periods.
See, and history shows that 537. Was 607 is an absolute date. That means archaeologists agree with that date, and Bible,
yeah.
people, scholars agree with that date as a date when Jerusalem was destroyed. See, so if you date forward from that prophecy, you come to the year 1914. Okay. So 1914, the Bible says Jesus began to rule in the heavens as king. See, because that's his disciples asked him. When is his second presence? And that's when it started, when he would begin ruling again as king in heaven.
And this is what, 1914.
And then Jesus, they asked him, how would we know that's when that would come? Okay. So in that book of Matthew, chapter 24, along with Mark 13 and Luke 21, he lists all the things that would happen that would start when he begins,
mm-hmm.
ruling in the heavens. The first thing that he said was you're going to hear of world wars, reports of world wars. And of course, what happened in 1914, right?
World War I
started, right? So then he says, that's only the beginning, but he says the wars will continue along with pestilence, famine, food shortage.
And that's happening.
And all of that is happening. And also he said he mentioned earthquakes in one place after another. He says, all these are the sign of the last days. And then the last prophecy, he said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, so the last thing would happen is the good news of God's kingdom would be preached throughout the whole world, and then the end is going to come. See, and right now, we're living at the end of that generation, 1914. You see, it's about over 70 years have gone by. So all of the things that he foretold would happen has already happened, and some of them still are being fulfilled even in our day right now.
So what is the last prophecy
So the end is going to come where God is going to step into man's affairs and remove all of the political governments on the earth today, destroy them, along with all those who support the government.
Yeah, no, that's the end. The one that you said earlier, the last prophecy, something
about
the good news of his kingdom.
Yeah, yeah, so that's where, like Jehovah's Witnesses, yeah, our purpose of going from
door to door. That's where your purpose yeah. is, that thing right there.
When we go door to door, that purpose is to teach people what that kingdom is and how it's going to benefit mankind in the future.
So that's where you see as the good.
Good, that's good news, because the Bible says that under God's kingdom, when it comes, and of course you're familiar with the Lord's Prayer, right? When Jesus said, let your kingdom come, let your will take place in heaven and on earth. Well, the Bible says that kingdom, when it comes and begins its rule over the earth, those who live into that kingdom, they're not going to grow old, never get sick, and never die. And that's the good news, see, that he prophesied about. And to show the people that that was going to happen and come true, Jesus, when he was on earth, he gave a glimpse of how that kingdom would operate by healing people, their sicknesses. He raised people from the dead. See, he cured their diseases and so forth. And that was showing the people the benefits of God's kingdom when it begins to rule on the earth, what he can do for mankind. See, so that's the good news. And if you ever looked at the Watchtower magazine, yeah, on the top of the magazine, under the term Watchtower, it says Announcing Jehovah's Kingdom. That's the only magazine in the world that announces or talks about that kingdom. And because the society coordinates the work worldwide, you know, and does it worldwide in 212 lands and 109 languages, that too is part of a fulfillment of that last prophecy that Jesus talked about. See, and there's no other religion in the world that's doing that today. You see, so Jesus prophesied too that there'll be only one true religion that, you know, he'd use on the earth.
When did this, I guess, how do you put it, the formal aspect of this
religion started? Started back in the 1870s.
That long ago.
By this person named Russell, and what happened is, he was a real avid studier of the Bible. See, and through his studying of the Bible, he began to realize that the Bible says a lot of things that other religions do that are wrong. See, that contradict. In other words, like, to give you an example, you know how you have priests and archbishop and this and that, the different classes of distinction of people, right, in the churches. Well, the Bible says that you're not supposed to have that. See, and along with that, celebrating of birthdays, celebration of Easter, Christmas, all of these had origins with pagan religions, and the early Christians never celebrated stuff like that. See, and the doctrines like the Trinity.
So you mean like this is like even your own birthdays and stuff like that? Oh, that's interesting.
And like the doctrine of the Trinity, and I don't know if you're familiar with that. In Christian religion, the Trinity is taught that Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit are the same person, equal. The Bible does not teach that. And immortality of the soul. In other words, after you die, your soul goes up and lives in heaven someplace. Yeah, the Bible doesn't teach that either. And hellfire, you heard of that, where if you're bad after you die, you're going to burn in hell. The religions used to teach that.
Yeah, it's not.
So he discovered that all these teachings are not found in the Bible. You see. So he started a group of international Bible students, is what they used to be called back then. And their purpose was to study the Bible and to worship God and to live according to what the Bible teaches, exactly to how, you know, the letter of the word. And through the course of this study, they began to realize that God wants people to do certain things. See, so as they come to that understanding, they make the necessary changes to follow out those instructions that they feel God wants them to do, you see. And surprisingly, like you were mentioning in the book of Revelation, it indicates that in the last days, Jesus and would be directing his work, preaching work and so forth, things he wanted done in the last days, through one particular group of people, you see. And they prophesied in the Revelation certain things would happen to this group of people during certain periods of time. Mm-hmm. And exactly how the prophecy stated, those things happened to Jehovah's Witnesses back in 1914 when uh-huh. the start of things, you know, happened.
Yeah.
And one of them was like, the leaders of the Witnesses were put into prison for a short period of time, and they're charged falsely with sedition and other kind of, I forget what it was, the religious leaders drummed up these false charges because they didn't...
This is where?
In the United States.
Oh, this so is this started where, all this stuff
happened? Started in the United States, in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania.
So what happened was the clergy, because these international Bible students were telling and printing literature like the Watchtower and Awake
mm-hmm.
and saying, oh, you know, the Bible says this, this, and this, but the religions of the world are doing this, this, and this contrary mm-hmm. to what the Bible says. The clergy got mad, see, because they were being exposed, you know, as what they were doing was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So the clergy tried to bury the religion, right, yeah. see, and had them arrested on false charges and so forth. But the charges didn't stand and went to the Supreme Court, and later they were all released and exonerated from mm-hmm. the charges because, one, it went against the Constitution, the mm-hmm. right to religion sure. and so forth. And two, the charges were false, see, brought upon them. And right after they were released from prison, then the work of preaching, you know, about the good news of the kingdom started to escalate, you know, more and more, and then the facility for printing, you know, expanded, uh-huh. and it's been expanding and expanding so much that today there's over 3.5 million, you know, witnesses throughout the world, and the preaching work is so much being done that they cannot keep up printing the books and literature that the people are using throughout the world to, you know, get the message mm-hmm. across. That's how widespread it is.
And this is all like foretold then.
Yeah, it's all fulfilling the, you know, the Bible's prophecy. And then one of the surprising things that we're watching real closely right now is the Bible prophesied in the book of Thessalonians, yeah, that when the time of the end, see, the governments are going to do certain things, and the religious organizations are going to do certain things. These are all prophesied too. But one of the things that the Bible prophesies is that just before the end comes, there's going to be a worldwide cry for peace and security by the people of the world.
And that's what's happening
right
now.
Right,
yeah,
now.
Right. Uh-huh.
See, with with the communist governments turning to democracy,
uh-huh.
you know, in Germany, East Germany, in Nicaragua, and Russia, mm-hmm. the uprisings that they're having, they're all starting to turn to democracy, and people are beginning to feel like, oh, finally we're having peace in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even today's newspaper, I don't know if you read it, but Danny Noy was talking about that, you know, how people are starting to feel relaxed, you know, but he's kind of cautious, because he feels that this is the same kind of thing that happened before World War II started, see. He remembers because he lived during that time. But he says other people are saying, oh, let's relax the spending of arms and stuff, because we're getting more peace in the world,
mm-hmm.
you see. This is one of the things that the Bible, you know, prophesied would take place just before the time of the end. And it's real interesting for us to see it happening because we are expecting it.
Right, yeah, so it's really, it's coming about, yeah.
Yeah. So, so, as far as the future with the government...
And it's pretty, and it's pretty clearly stated.
Yeah.
It's not just general interpretation kind of thing, then.
Yeah,
it's pretty, what's in the Bible.
It's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Especially on that point, and... I'll give you a book later
that's
that you
amazing.
Can read that, you know, it helps a person see or, you know, understand
mm-hmm.
that.
How did you get started in that?
Well, my father was in it. He's
oh.
before I was born. And he was a Buddhist before.
How old is your father now?
He's 67.
Oh, he's young, yeah. Well, he started early then, Dakhain, yeah?
Yeah.
So he was one of the first Dakhain people here.
Yeah, back then, didn't have too many. Now, in the state, there's about 5,000, maybe close to 6,000 witnesses in the state over here.
I know quite a bit on Kauai, actually.
Yeah.
We have one. You know anyone in Kauai?
No. A few people, not too many.
Do you know the Demises?
No.
Earl Demis and the family. See, they have a pizza place. It's real popular on Kauai. Called Brick Oven Pizza. The Higas?
You know? No. What's her Cindy's sister's name?
Lila.
What's her last name?
I don't know.
Forget what. My classmate's sister, she lives on Kauai. And she's a witness, but they own a service station up there.
Yeah, we do too. maybe we know who. You don't know her name.
Her name is Lila, but I forget what her last name is.
Husband?
You don't know where they own the service station?
She has 4 kids, 2 boys, 2 girls.
Is her husband named Lester?
No.
I don't know.
I forget.
I know pretty much in all of that kind.
Okay.
The service station.
So you talk to witnesses before?
Yeah, I mean we have a business there, so we have in the community there's quite a bit in Hanapete, so in that area there. And I have a few classmates.
Witnesses. Yeah. If you ever need to have a question answered from the Bible, they're the ones to ask.
Pretty soon. Can't you guys get to according to your timetable?
Yeah.
The Bible timetable is pretty
soon. The Bible see like. The warning was
so there is no. So that's the only. But that's the only true. I mean, how do you? I mean, in a way, there is a kind of. I mean, there are a lot of, within Christianity, right? There are a lot of different denominations,
hundreds of sects.
Do you see yourself as a denomination of the thing, or just, or separate from all that?
No, we're separate from all of that because. What separates us is the doctrines that we believe in and they believe in that they teach. See, 99% of Christianity teach one of three doctrines, the Trinity, immortality of the soul, or hellfire.
And those all three of them don't you don't believe at all. See,
because based on the Bible's teachings, it's
I
not
know,
in there.
I knew about the hellfire one. I've heard that from sources outside of the Christian religion, actually, who said that? That's not there. But the one about the everlasting soul and the Trinity, I've never heard of.
Yeah, almost all Christian religions teach that. So that's the basic doctrines.
But that comes from someplace else.
Yeah, the Trinity doctrine has its origin in pagan religion. The ancient Babylonish religions teach that.
Even in even within the Greek philosophy,
they have
Trinity,
that too.
Kind of Trinity.
So, you find in the Bible readings that the early Christians never believed that, and even in the Catholic Encyclopedia, although that's their main doctrine,
it's not
there. They explain it as the early Christians never believed it, and it's a mystery. They cannot explain it biblically speaking, because it's not really found in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
There's some scriptures that they use to back it up, but it's taken out of context.
Mm-hmm. So is it like the Jehovah's Witnesses? How to explain this? It's a little confusing in my mind. Or is yours a religion then, or is it?
Yeah.
Well, the religion is Christianity, but it's just being...
We consider an organized Christian religion, Christian because you follow Christ and his teaching.
Yeah.
or is this that we're different in doctrinal view from other religions? So where other religions join in certain things together, we don't see. Like, you know, most religions celebrate Christmas, Easter, stuff like that. Even non-Christian religions celebrate Christmas, you know, which to us seems contradictory to what they believe in to begin with. But most people do things because of tradition, not because of what the Bible says, you see. And that's where the Bible, even the Bible prophesied, the majority of people would do that, you know, do things based on tradition and not by knowledge. And for that reason, Jesus said that most people won't accept the message of his kingdom, see, when it's presented to them. They would rather follow the tradition of men than follow what the Bible has to say.
So what Christian traditions that's you think is pretty, is true, I mean, true to the Bible? Are there any Christian traditions?
No?
No.
There aren't really any.
Even Easter?
Yeah, there's only one thing that Jesus
I remember, yeah, my friend told me about the Christmas one. It says the birth of Christ doesn't even fall in that period. It's closer to now, I think, yeah?
October.
It's October.
October, yeah.
Oh.
So the basis of that belief is based on falsehood to begin with, see. And because that the Bible clearly shows that those who follow Jesus and God, there cannot be any bit of falsehood in whatever that they teach or believe in or associate themselves with. Mm-hmm. See, it's a principle thing, and most people feel that's not important, but the Bible shows that is very, very important, you see, the principle.
So is there any, is there any kinds of stuff that you celebrate or something?
The only thing that the Bible commands Christians to commemorate is the death of Jesus, and it's called the Lord's Evening Meal.
And that's
the Passover celebration. This year it falls on April the 10th.
Is that what they call usually Passover or something?
Yeah, Passover. And the reason is...
That's Passover is Jewish, yeah?
Yeah.
In the part of the Jewish...
It falls on that same day, though. See, because the Passover lamb that they used to sacrifice is represented by Jesus' sacrifice. So when Jesus died, it was on Nisan 14, or Passover day, you see.
So that's the only one that you observe?
Yeah, but it's not really a celebration. Mm-hmm. What it is it's a talk given, and they pass the emblems of wine and bread that Jesus instituted. And the purpose of that was so that his followers would remember the covenant that he made for the kingdom with his original 12 apostles. You see, aside from that, there's nothing else in the Bible that shows Jesus celebrated yearly anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so most of the holidays that the churches celebrate today are based on pagan festivals.
There's a lot of stuff, like even within, I don't know if you're familiar with, even within a Buddhist religion too. You know, there's two branches, there's Buddhism, that's the two branches mainly.
Yeah.
And one branch is represented by, you know, when you see those, the monks in their robes and stuff like that, and they go around and, with their, you know, with their bowls and stuff like that, and that's the more, it's the more traditional, like, you know, of both branches. And the other one goes, of course, is what's called a northern branch, goes to China. And then to Japan, eventually, and then it becomes real ritualized in that one, in that one there. And if you look, people say that if you look back into the Buddhist, his actual teachings and stuff like that, that there says nothing about those other kind. In fact, he would really look down upon the kinds of rituals and stuff that was going on. You know, it's what those monks are doing. You know, in terms of they're searching for themselves, kind of thing. Is what, you know, he really preaching. Even that, I think, is. He would even frown upon that kind of thing. So it's funny that religions are like that. I mean, you know, the teachings are there, or it's written down and stuff like that, but it gets really mixed and twisted and, you know, really reinterpreted.
Well, the Bible gives you the answer why that happens. It says that the devil is controlling all of the other religions that oppose God's true religion. And it says he keeps transforming himself into an angel of light. In other words, they can make things look good that are actually bad.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, although people might even know that it's wrong, they still want to keep doing it.
So there is reference to a devil then in the Bible?
Oh, yeah.
So it's just the hell part that's not...
Huh?
It's just the hell part that there's no
reference
to. But then there is a devil, like
there
a fallen
is a devil.
Angel and stuff.
Yeah. He was an angel and he rebelled against God's arrangement. And so he, you know,
where would his domain be?
Well, the book of Revelation says that after 1914, he was limited to the vicinity of the earth. So it also shows that from 1914, the attitudes of people would be greatly influenced by his presence.
Yeah.
And that's why it was prophesied that people would become haughty, lawless, you know, disregarding for authority and so forth. And that's really what we see prevalent today, especially among young people.
Yeah.
You know, and that was prophesied in the Bible too.
So your whole family is practicing that?
Yeah.
It's difficult, but isn't it? To maintain a kind of...
It's difficult in a sense.
As a lifestyle. I mean, you find it as necessary, but hasn't it been difficult, even for you as a child or growing up?
It's difficult in the sense where you have constantly the wrong influences. You know, trying to get you to do contrary to what you believe you should be doing.
No, but the kinds... I was thinking more in terms of...
In terms of feeling like you're missing out on stuff?
No, not that. But the kinds of attitudes that people outside have about that kind of, you know, about the religion and that kind of thing like that.
Well, that's, in that respect,
it's
not difficult because the Bible clearly helps us to see that that's how it's going to be.
So we
expect it.
Oh, so it's like a test, in other words, a test for you.
Yeah. And even Jesus said, he said, you know, most of the people won't listen to you. In fact, in the time of the end, it says people will even put you in jail, try to kill you, persecute you, beat you, and so forth, thinking that they're doing this in the name of God, you know. So this has happened to Jehovah's Witnesses throughout history. From World War I, they've been put in jail, persecuted, tarred and feathered because of the message they gave. In Nazi Germany, Hitler put all the Jehovah's Witnesses in concentration camps.
Is that right?
Why? Because they refused to join his military. See, they're the only religious group that refused to join his military. The Catholics went along with him, Protestants or whatever went along. But Jehovah's Witnesses would not because of their Bible-based conscience.
So even now, then you don't.
Even now, we
don't.
Don't
go to the military and stuff.
You cannot, see, because it would go against our Bible-trained conscience, and so that too fulfills part of the prophecy that Jesus stated in the time of the end that would happen to His people.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other religious organization on earth today that had that kind of persecution being brought upon them, and even. Right now, in countries like Burundi, witnesses are being thrown into jail, persecuted, because they won't join the political governments in that area.
Mm-hmm.
They won't buy political party cards and so forth. You see, because as far as politics is concerned, or the military, we remain neutral. We don't join their sides or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You have the one purpose.
Yeah, we support God's kingdom.
Right.
See. If we were to support a political government, the Bible shows that all political governments on the earth today are represented in opposition against God's kingdom. So if we were to vote or join them or whatever, we would be opposing His government.
Okay.
You see.
Oh, I see. So even with voting and everything like that too, then totally different.
So all of this too is prophesied in the Bible. about the kingdoms of the earth today and how they would do things like that.
Just out of curiosity, like for example, I think this year is census year and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Would you participate in something like that?
As far as the census, you know, there's no political connections with that.
It's just purely almost information.
It's information.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
As far as it doesn't involve politics.
Or making you have to choose is some kind of political viewpoint or something like that.
Or join a side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah, I guess so.
So we expect world conditions to get even worse, you know, before.
I was thinking about these, right now one of the big issues in this evangelical shows and stuff like that, they talked about rock music and the kind of way the rock music is going and stuff like that now, you know.
Yeah.
And in fact, some of it is really bad.
Yeah.
Sounds, you know.
Some of it, they border on Satan worship and stuff like that.
Not border, they...
Well, they actually are,
right,
yeah.
Too, I mean, you know. Not only Satan worship, but also, you know, just in terms of the thing they say is, you know, kill and all that kind of stuff. Like
mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, way over. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. It's very useful for us. And anyway, so, if you don't mind, then maybe April the 1st, about 12:30. Is that okay? So anyway, I'll try that kind. I'll see what they say, and then okay, maybe I'll give you a call. So I'll just set something else. Okay. Anyway, just what are your memories about this? I mean, just relax.
Okay.
This is just, you know. The work we do is just pretty, I think it's just purely more descriptive stuff than trying to get anything out of it. So we just report what we find. And anyway, I think after the project, the project's coming to an end, so after the project's end, I think she'll contact everybody who's in the project, and let them know, you know, what happened and stuff like that.
Mm.
Did you ever hear anything from the other old project?
No.
Huh?
No.
Whatever came out of from it?
Uh-uh.
But they never got back.
Maybe I was living on the big island.
Oh, could
technical.
Be. Could be. Yeah. You don't remember the guy who came?
I don't remember.
Yeah, tape. I don't know who the one that kind of thing. I don't know who it was. I mean, I don't know them. That's the thing, yeah. Anyway. Oh, it took a month for your day. At least you didn't go out, but at least you could talk to me.
Yeah. Well, I would have to give you something.
Oh.
Most people that go to the university, I like to get them to read this book. And we teach this a lot at the university about evolution. After I read this, I found it, mathematically speaking, the odds of evolution coming about is impossible if you know anything about mathematics and how mathematicians figure out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really
that's true.
And then this one about whether the Bible is from God or man. A lot of people think it's only written by man, and
it's
inspired by God.
Yeah, that's an argument I've heard many times before.
Well, that really shows some of the facts about the Bible and the prophecies that it gives that really make a person think a man couldn't bring that about,
mm-hmm.
or you know, make something like the Bible last
mm-hmm.
for thousands and thousands of years
mm-hmm.
and be the bestseller of all time as far as a book is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me something for this, or is it good for
well,
publication fee?
Well, those are free,
oh.
but if you want to contribute something to the society, you know, that's up to you, you can do that, but
mm-hmm.
we don't ask any price for the books.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk to me something for the price? I don't much by the student.
Whatever you want,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Okay, yeah. But I think you find that really interesting too.
Oh yeah, it looks interesting. She'll enjoy that. Well, thank you. Oh, so you can, I guess, not only the area, but I think you see the whole world is going through a big change
oh,
kind of
yeah.
thing right now. Very different perspective, yeah, from being a witness and for most people.
Yeah, because of what the Bible prophesied, we really watch the events that happen in the world with anticipation.
So do you have meetings a lot?
Yeah, we have 5 meetings a week.
Wait, one of them, let's see.
We have one Thursday night over here,
uh-huh.
2 on Saturday and 2 on Tuesday. And each meeting you know, helps people to become more familiar with the Bible. And really, you know, our main purpose is to study the Bible and find out what it says and follow it. And also to help us understand what the other religions teach. You know, and how it contradicts with what the Bible has to say.
How do you find that out, though, just in terms of
what the other religions
yeah.
teach? Through publication like that the society prints, you know, it has in there
In fact, I've seen in the Watchtower
yeah,
report. So
quotes from their publication and
yeah.
so forth to help us understand. And also, you know, it follows closely what the religious leaders of the world are doing, you know, throughout the world.
Uh-huh.
So it brings that a lot to the attention. Most people don't realize too, but what's happening in religion now.
I find that the witnesses publication very cerebral in the sense that they do a lot of research.
Oh yeah.
You know, stuff. Yeah, unlike you know other kinds of.
Yeah. And they try to present the information in the most logical point of view
mm-hmm.
to help the person reason on what he reads to see whether it's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
You see. And what's funny is a lot of the religions today are losing their membership. You know, people don't go to church. They don't give financial support to the churches and so forth. And the Bible prophesied that. And it prophesied that one of the last things too that you can watch for is the governments, the Bible prophesied, is going to turn against religion
mm-hmm.
and completely take away all of her commercial assets that she has. And that's something to watch for in the future. The Bible prophesying about that. When that happens, you know that the end is real
yes,
close.
Real closer.
Yeah. Real
yeah.
close.
Well, anyway. Thanks for all you. Okay. Yeah, next one. Thanks for all the information.
Thanks for the stuff.
Oh, it's nothing there. This Japanese shirushi, they're just something small. Nothing. Your time is so much more valuable.
Okay.
Oh, look at that though. Oh, weeded over.
Yeah, they cleaned a lot about poison.
Hey, chameleon. They're planting all over here.
Yeah.
The thing. I can see why they would want the rest of the lagarin.
Small, man. I'm gonna build a big.
So what he own over here?
He owns all these houses.
All these ones right here? Across the one too?
No, that house right there. Up to that house right
here. Oh, right here. Oh, not across the street
one. No, it was one section.
Mm. Yeah, I can see why you want to buy the whole thing. They want to build something huge over here. Yeah. It's like a restrictions over here in terms of the height and stuff. And the more, I guess. They can only buy, you know, I mean, they always, they can, politically, I mean, they can pull strings and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, I mean, that building is that tall, so close.
In Marco Polo.
Yeah, I'm sure they can build something similar.
You know, feel the effects from that building, right here. When you drive, you know, when you're walking past that, it's strong wind, yeah.
It creates a vacuum, that's the shape of the building.
Earthquake proof.
I don't know
about that. I don't know. Well, the Alawai running right out there, so you've got, well, not on that side, on the other side of Alawai. They got earthquake. They always tell people it's gonna crack right at Alawai. The whole Waikiki is gonna float off.
So you can tell.
The other side. Get rid of Waikiki that way. I go down the other side. I wish they would build one bridge over the other side.
Yeah, we could help the traffic off.
Oh, yeah, no, going
across the other one.
Because, even just a, even a whole, even a walking bridge, you know, sometimes, you know, things are so hard to go all the way around, yeah.
Yeah, people like that.
Swim across.
Swim across. You want to swim across the other one?
Maybe somebody should get a boat and make a ferry.
My cousin, you know, she used to live around the area. She used to ride her bike, you know. And right up on the side, walking along the Alawai.
Oh, that's supposed to, eh?
This is way back, though.
Oh.
I don't know if it's not supposed to. She's riding with that kid. Something happened. She hit the thing, and she ended up flying.
Into the water.
Into the water. Oh. She said, oh, she said, it was so gross feeling in the water. Felt so bad. It was so, I stink, she said. Oh, she never going to forget that experience. Yeah. Twice. Not enough. anyway, okay. So thanks. So tell your wife thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See you later.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah.